Aircheckdownloads.com.
Yes, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Eric from Hackney.
Eric, good morning, Eric. What goes down but never, ever, ever goes up?
I think it's a plunger, Caesar.
A plunger?
Sink plunger.
Oops.
It isn't a sink plunger, mate. You can pick up a sink plunger front up in the air.
No, but a plunger can't go up. You can't plunge anything up.
Of course you can.
Can't.
Of course you can.
You can plunge down.
You plunge it down, but then you can plunge it back up again. You have to pull it back up to make it work effectively, didn't you? To be able to suck anything all that's blocked in your drain pipe. Do you see what I'm saying? That's
no,
why...
It's impossible to plunge up.
No, plunging isn't an object. A plunger is the object.
Plunger, yeah.
Yeah, that goes down, that goes up. You can't say plunge in because plunging is not an object.
A plunger always stays a plunger. And you can't plunge up.
No. You're talking about the object as a plunger.
Yeah.
Well, that can go up. You can throw that up in the air.
You can throw it up, but you can't plunge anything up.
But you can't plunge. Plunge is a word. It's not an object.
That's not the answer, then.
That's not the answer, mate.
Oh, I see.
Come on, why is it so bloody hard work with you? Get off. See you later. Kiss, good morning. Hello, Kiss.
Hello there.
Good morning.
I've got an answer to the...
Please, get us out of misery. I need a winner today.
I think it's a shadow.
A shadow?
Oops.
Not the right answer, mate.
Okay.
Thank you for trying. Okay. Bye-bye. Kiss, good morning.
Is that Kiss?
Yes, mate.
Yeah, no problem, mate. I've got the answer.
What is it, mate?
It's foundation.
Foundation?
Yeah. Oops.
Give me a pneumatic drill and I can take a foundation up. That's not the right answer.
Oh, isn't it?
Thanks for trying.
All right, mate.
Bye-bye, mate. Kiss, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Competition.
Yes, please. What's your name?
Alex.
Alex, what's the answer?
A downpipe.
A what, sorry?
Downpipe.
Oops.
A downpipe can be thrown up in the air, mate. That's not the right answer. Thank you for trying. Bye-bye. Yeah, don't use two-syllable words. Kiss, good morning.
No, can I turn the radio off? Hold on. All right. Oh, bloody hell.
What's your name?
Hello, Barry.
Yes, Barry.
Is there only one possible answer then?
Good.
Drain.
Oops.
It ain't a drain, you can take a drain up.
Are you playing Wandsworth then?
Sorry?
Are you playing down at Wandsworth soon?
No.
You're not?
Not yet. Not at the moment.
You're going to let me know.
You're talking about Hollywoods?
Yeah.
No, I'm looking for one London gig.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got one in Essex.
It's too far for me though, mate, over there.
Well, Essex, yeah. And I'm looking for one London gig. And I have to say to you that Tottenham looks favourite at the moment. But, I mean, I am negotiating at the moment with Wandsworth as well.
All right, keep us posted, mate.
Cheers, geezer.
Baked potato.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Kiss, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Is that Kiss 100?
Yes, love.
Can I go into competition?
No, love.
I can't.
No.
Why?
Because you didn't call up for that, did you?
Yeah.
Well, of course you can get out of the competition then. Who's that?
It's Mary from Hanworth.
Hi, Mary. What's this answer, my darling? Put me out of my misery, please.
It's a light bulb.
A light bulb?
Yeah.
Oops.
No, darling, that goes up.
But it doesn't work when it's up.
A light bulb you're talking about as an object.
When it's plugged in, it has to be upside down.
It's screwed up, isn't it? It's not going down. The question is, what goes down but never, ever, ever goes up? With a light bulb, you have to put up. You have to screw it up to make it work. Oh, yeah, she said. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye.
Kiss, good morning.
Morning, Caesar. All right, mate?
All right, yeah, I'm all right, mate. You all right?
Hey, all the boogeyman. Hey, listen, you got Malcolm here.
Yes, Malcolm.
One of them lorry drivers, alcoholics, you know, Caesarholics.
Yes, mate.
I was waiting around, I was going to turn the radio off, mate.
Don't worry about that, that's all right, go on.
I'm on holiday this morning.
Yes.
Right? I've been trying to phone on my mobile phone every day this week.
And you've got through
and
it.
And I've got out of my bed this morning.
Yeah.
To give you the answer.
Right.
Right, now listen, you said earlier on this week.
Yes.
That if the answer wasn't the same as what you got, but I was right, you'd still say it was right, is that right?
Yes.
Right. What goes down but never ever comes up.
Yes.
Is the blade of a knife. Because you wear it down, but you can never, ever wear it up.
Oops. You can sharpen it up, though, can't you?
You can't sharpen it up because the blade gets narrower and narrower.
Oh, yeah, if you're referring to wearing it out, wearing something out isn't an object. The knife itself is the object, and you can put a knife up. Do you see what I'm saying? It's not a two-part syllable question.
Oh, isn't it?
You're talking about a knife as the object. What we're talking about here is it's an object. I'm going to actually give a very good clue in a minute.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, after I've phoned in.
Sorry?
After I phoned in, are you going to give me a very good clue?
Yes, mate.
Oh, you're right.
See you later.
Anyway, later.
Cheers, bye-bye. Bye-bye. 21 minutes past six. Kiss, good morning.
Good morning for the competition, please.
Please do. Tell me what the answer is.
A river. It goes down to the sea and never comes up.
Oops.
Have you ever heard of going upriver, my darling?
Yeah, but that's just a matter of saying.
It's the same way as saying you're going downriver.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Right, okay, now listen, I'm going to help you out here. For once and for all, I'm going to help you for the very last time. Now, I've said to you, what goes down but never, ever, ever goes up? If you think along the same principles as, what can you put down but you can't pick up, you will get the answer. The same principles as, what can you put down but you can't pick up? It's the same answer. What can you put down but you can't pick up? Think about it. Same as what goes down but never, ever, ever goes up. Kiss 100, good morning.
Good morning, Caesar.
Caesar, it's Kiss in the AM to London. I'm listening, Geezer.
Yeah, it's Mark from Potter's Bar.
Yes, Mark.
Is it a cup stain?
A cup stain?
Yeah. Oops.
You can remove a cup stain.
Bloody hard, mate.
You can, mate. Later.
See you later, mate.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Bye. Kiss 100, good morning.
Phoning for the competition.
Yes, what is your name, sir?
Name's Richard.
Richard, I like the posh person now and again. Go ahead.
Right. The answer is a plug.
A plug?
A plug.
It isn't a plug, mate. You can put a plug down, you can pick a plug up.
You joke. Oh, well.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Kiss, good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
Pauline.
Pauline, good morning.
Morning.
Go on, darling. I'm all ears.
Is it dust?
Dust.
Oops.
Pick dust up, darling.
Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Yes, that's a good answer. Kiss, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to enter for this competition.
I would love you to, if you can give me your name.
The name is Ray.
Ray, nice to have you here.
Yeah, from Dagenham.
Nice to have you from Dagenham.
Uh-huh.
Talk to me.
Am I under here?
Yes, believe it or not.
Oh, yes, well...
I'm always as polite.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, my answer is the, you know, the electrical... hurting for the building, you know, that's on the outside and on the inside of some building. The hurt wire, you know.
Not the right answer, young man. Thank you for trying, Ray.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye. 6:29, Kiss, good morning.
Hello, got an answer?
Yes. Do you have a name?
Yes, Steve.
Steve, go for it.
Is it a sneeze?
A sneeze?
Yes.
Oops.
Sneeze is not an object, Geezer.
Oh, right.
Later.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. Later, data. Kiss, good morning.
Hello, I want to go into the competition.
Yes, darling, what's the answer?
I think it's the inside of a frying pan, the non-stick, the Teflon, when it wears out.
Do you have a name?
Yes, I do. Veronica.
Veronica?
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
Oops.
You're wrong. Thank you, Veronica.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. That's another good answer. You're getting the right idea. What can you put down but you can't pick up? Think about it. Think about it. Kitchen. It's sometimes around the house. Not every household's got one. I certainly have. A couple of my friends have. Women use it more than men do. I've given you that clue. It's dark, but it can also be see-through. How's that? It's dark when it's put down, but it can be see-through.
Slammin'. Slammin' and jammin'. Slammin' and jammin'. Continuous jams.
Kiss FM.
6:33. Now, I've really blown it now, haven't I? I've given you the answer, guys. Please, don't disappoint me. It's got to go this morning. Otherwise, I'm going to give the answer away. It's as simple as that. I will give the answer away and we'll start with a brand new quiz on Monday. Are we ready for some of this? I am ready. We go to line number one. Hello, Kiss. Was that a hard question? Hello, Kiss. Good morning. Not there. Hello, Kissy. Hello, Kissy.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it?
Have you just woken up?
Yes.
Who am I speaking to?
Is it Polish?
Who am I speaking to?
Lynn.
Lynn, good morning, Lynn. No, my darling, do you know, it's not Polish, sweetheart.
Oops.
Oh. I've got to give you an upside there because you can pick up Polish.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Kiss, good morning. Hello. Hello. Yes, hello.
Hello, is that Kiss?
Yes, mate, who's this?
It's Scott.
Hello, Scott, what's this answer that I'm looking for?
Is it the floor?
The floor?
Yeah.
Oops.
Take the floor up, mate.
All right.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Kiss, good morning.
Morning.
Yes, good morning.
It's Adrian from Gatwick.
Hello,
I've
Adrian.
I've got the answer for you.
Go on, mate.
It's lard in the frying pan, mate.
Oops. It ain't lard in the frying pan, Geezer. You can take up lard. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. Especially if it goes cold. I've got a couple of factors here, which I'll do in a minute. Kiss, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hello.
Is that Caesar?
It is indeed, my darling.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Well, I think the answer is shoe polish.
Shoe polish?
Yes.
Oops.
It isn't shoe polish, my darling. You can pick up shoe polish, can't you?
Sorry, liquid shoe polish.
Too late.
Oh, God.
You said shoe polish. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, she's going to kick herself. Kiss, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, who's this?
Is that Caesar?
Yes, it is, darling.
It's Lil.
Hello, Lil.
Is it a waste disposal?
Maybe it's not a waste disposal.
Okay, darling.
Thank you for
lots
calling.
Lots of love.
Thank
big hugs.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Kiss, good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Do you have a name?
Yeah, I have a name.
Please be personal. Tell me what your name is.
I'll be personal. My name is Jean. And answer is
yes,
sink.
Jean. Sorry?
A sink.
Oops. It's not a sink, my darling. Thank you for trying. Bye-bye. Bye.
You can't pick it up.
I can. I don't know about you, but I can pick up a sink.
He can.
Sorry? Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Jean?
Yes?
What's he going on about? You can't pick... What is he, a pussy? Tell him.
He said, oh, you're a pussy.
What is the matter with him? Of course you can pick up a sink. See you later, Jean.
Okay.
Put him on the phone a minute. Stick him on the phone. I can hear him muttering. Put him on the phone.
Hello.
What's your problem?
No, you can't. It's stuck down.
Well, of course it's not stuck down. How'd you put a sink in?
Well, I don't put it in.
Well, exactly. A plumber does, but you have to pick it up first. I mean, of course you can pick up a sink.
Oh, gosh.
What are you, a pussy or what?
well, I can't move a sink because it's stuck in.
You're soft, geezer. That's your problem. You're soft, geezer. Later. Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. Good morning.
Hello, go for competition line, please.
Go for it, geezer. You're my last caller this morning.
Right, mate. I reckon it's tarmac.
Tarmac?
Yeah.
Oops. No, you can put up tarmac.
Oh, right.
And where'd you find tarmac in the kitchen?
Hey?
Where would you find tarmac in the kitchen?
Not in the kitchen, it's on the road, isn't it? You can't pick up tarmac.
Listen, you can pick up tarmac.
Oh, well, see you later.
Later, geezer.
Later.
Bye-bye. Folks,
oops.
I'll give him the oops. It's now 9 minutes to 7 o'clock. I am going to sit here and now debate with the rest of my staff as to whether we keep this going on until Monday morning or whether I put you out of your misery and give you the answer, which means that the prize goes as well. What shall I do? Tony, answer the calls to the people that are hanging on and tell them, should I give the answer now? For the next 10 minutes only, you have to phone and vote. 60 calls is what we've taken so far. Okay, now give me a vote. What's happening?
47 said no. They want to find out for themselves.
Yeah.
And the rest but one said yes. But one of them couldn't make up his mind either way.
One of them couldn't make up his mind. I can't believe it.
Well, I think, Toe.
What?
I think you've got to tell them what it is, really.
Well, tell them the answer.
Yeah.
Get them out of their misery for
the
weekend.
It's not fair.
No, I don't think you can, really.
Why?
Because it's such a brilliant competition. It just keeps everyone on their toes. It's something to look forward to.
But I'm bored with it.
Oh, no, please.
I'm bored with it. What do you reckon, Alan?
Keep it because I know the answer.
No!
Hang on, I'll tell you what. There's one guy that I'm always taking a mickey out of right in the studio. I'm going to leave it entirely up to him to make the decision. At the end of the day, I'm going to leave it up to him to make the decision. Tony?
No. Sorry. No.
Oh!
No, not giving it out.
Yeah. I don't believe this. I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I can't believe you. So, I'm sorry, guys. That is the rule here. 40, how many people? 40 what?
47 said no.
47 people said no. They want to carry on with the competition. So we will carry on Monday. It's Tennessee. We're going out with this. Stand by for Pete Warman with the breakfast show. Stop. Look, I feel guilty. I've got to give him the answer. No, I'm sorry. It's not on, actually. I've got to be fair. It's not on. I mean, I personally feel that we should give him the answer.
No, you can't.
Right, listen, I am the boss. Would you all agree that I am definitely the boss?
No.
What do you mean, no? Pete just walked in.
Can I just add something to this,
yes, please? Of course you can.
Yesterday morning and the morning before, we had calls throughout the breakfast show from people saying, what goes down never goes up.
Right.
Tell us what it is. Right. I was going constantly, I don't know!
And people didn't believe you?
No, so give me the answer, because I don't know either.
You know, so you want me to give you the answer? And
yeah.
You didn't want to know?
Yeah.
Okay, folks, at the end of the day, Pete has got to put up with all the calls, and it's not fair. Steve Jackson put up with all the calls. Everybody, in fact, is putting up with all the calls. So therefore, I've decided that I am going to give the answer.
Yay!
The answer is...
Mutiny continues to attract the liveliest and sexiest clubbers every Saturday.
Aircheckdownloads.com.